So today we start our new Sunday series, the Hearing God series. 4 weeks of this series, and we have Pastor Mark to kick us off with week one.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So, yeah, for the next 4 weeks, we want to try and get to that place where we would be able to say, we know when God speaks and we're able to hear Him. Maybe turn to the person next to you and say, when did you hear God speak and what did He say to you? Go. So by show of hands, who got a positive answer to that where someone said they heard God speak? Put your hand up if you got a positive answer to your question. That's not bad. But in 3 or 4 weeks' time, you're all going to put your hands up because you're going to figure out how God speaks. You're also going to figure out how to know God is speaking, and you're going to find ways to actually hear His voice. It's going to be incredible. It's a money-back guarantee, I can assure you. So today, simply in the last 15 minutes, I just want to take you back into the Word and show you that God speaks. But then we're going to have to transition at some point before we're done this morning and say, yeah, but today does He speak? So let me take you as far back. There was a song that we sang this morning, and it said something like, you spoke and everything came into being. Remember that? And I like took my camera out to take a photo, but they were already on the next slide. And then it was like, go back. But they didn't want to go back. So if I take you back to Genesis 1, God simply speaks and there's light. God simply speaks on day 2 and there's water. There's sky and there's water. On day 3, God just speaks and there's land. Like, boom. Imagine if you could do that. Imagine you go to a piece of land, no house, and you say, beautiful house. Boom. Now, you have to be careful that there's no dog sitting there because suddenly this house is push on top of the dog, and that could get very bad. SPCA will be on you. You know what I mean? If there's an elephant there and you just like make a building, you've got to be careful of hurting elephants. Everyone agree with me? Don't hurt the elephants, okay? Because elephants need to be protected. On day 4, God speaks and boom, there's like grass. I'm not talking about the drugs. I'm talking about there's vegetation. There's mangoes, pawpaws, lemons, nachis, apples, everything. Even root beer. No, not root beer. That's not a, it's not, yeah, no, not that. And so on day 4, there's like, boom, God says, sun there, moon there, stars. He does this by speaking. Are you getting a little idea that this God speaks stuff into being? Then His greatest part of the whole creation, on day 5, He speaks and there's birds. Birds are awesome, guys. I mean, like they fly. Some swoop down and peck people's eyes out. They are awesome birds. That's if you've seen Stephen King's horror movies. And in the ocean, suddenly there's like dolphins and sharks, and all God says is just, let there be creatures in the sea. He spoke it into being, Peter. It's like absolutely amazing. And then on land, every kind of crawling animal, every kind of like domestic, everything is just there. And then on the 6th day, God has this conversation among Himself. Because remember, He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And He says, let us make man in our image. And in the image of God, He makes them. Now, let me tell you that throughout, from Genesis to Revelation, God speaks to people. People. And guess what? They're just normal. They're not like special people. One dude, the best thing he does in life is he makes boats. And we'll hear about him just now. Another dude, he's a shepherd. Someone else, not quite as good looking as me, but like he's a wealthy landowner. He speaks to ordinary people. For example, God speaks to Noah. This is the boat guy. I mean, he builds boats as a hobby. It had never rained up until this point. It's a bit stupid you building a huge boat. You agree with me? If you've seen Evan Almighty, that like Disney movie type thing, everyone thinks he's crazy because he's building this big boat in his backyard. Now, only if you're living in Joburg do you need to do that after the week we've just had, right? I think some of us, I wish I had a boat, not a house this last week, man, might have been better. But God told him how long it should be, how deep, how wide, because it had to take the elephants that some of you are cruel to. Don't be cruel to elephants. Second person is that God speaks to Moses. Another time God speaks is to a young kid called Samuel, and he hears something. Well, watch it again, original footage. Now this one, Job, fortunately, had a sense that God was about to speak because he had been wrestling with his friends, three bad friends, and they captured what you're about to see, unprecedented moment of God speaking. Watch. I've just simply chosen out a random selection of times when God came and spoke to people. But if you look from Genesis to Revelation, there are hundreds of times where God shows up and speaks to individuals. It's like God is actually a speaking God. He's a compulsive communicator, always getting our attention, speaking to us. But I'm sure you're thinking, yeah, Mark, but that's in the Bible. That's long ago. What about now? Well, what about this? Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Turn to the person next to you and point to them and say, "You're a sheep." But say it in like it's a good thing. Like, hey, dude, you're a sheep. Like, well done. It doesn't sound like a compliment, does it? But it is. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and my followers are like sheep, and I care for them." But here's the kicker. My sheep listen to my voice. That's the words of Jesus. And he didn't say it's only going to happen until the Bible's written. It's forever and ever. Jesus even said, even if you don't follow me, even if you're not a child of mine, I'm going to reveal myself to you and speak to you. So you may not even be in a close relationship with God, but he's promised, "I will speak and you will listen to my voice." Now, who do you think this young guy is? But this guy wants to tell you that God speaks. And I know, why do I know? Because I remember that Christmas when I got that Tinker Toy box. You see that tall, that game, that toy building thing was like the best. One day, if you can travel into the past, you go back in time and you buy yourself a Tinker Toy set. It was awesome. Awesome. That Christmas was the best Christmas that I've ever, oh, that could have been me. Okay. So here's the deal. It's 5 to 12. If I even start telling you about the occasions when God has spoken to me, we're going to be here and you're going to miss your lunch. Anyone want to miss lunch? No, you don't. Can I tell you just one example? I was supposed to fly from Johannesburg to Burkina Faso, that you all know, some of you are from good schools like Greenside High, is up there in Africa, okay, in West Africa. And I would then, so I'd already bought my ticket, and then I'd fly down to Accra in Ghana. And I'd do leadership training first in Burkina and then in Ghana. I was flying with an American mate who was going to train with me in Burkina and then in Ghana. And he was all sorted. He had his visas. Something weird happened. My visa got declined by the Burkina Faso. So I have this round trip, but I can't land in Burkina. So all the guys around me are saying, "Oh, it's just a matter of faith. You just got to believe and God will break open that embassy. Let's go and toy toy there or whatever. Let's do something." I opened my Bible that next morning and I was reading through the book of John. So it's not like I went looking for something. And I read this verse, except the bracketed stuff. You go to the festival, Jesus talking to his disciples. "I'm not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come." And after he said this, he stayed in Galilee. In that moment as I read it, I knew God was saying, "Mark, you're not going to Burkina. Let Dave go to Burkina. You will try and fix up your ticket and go straight to Ghana." Why do you think I wasn't supposed to go to Burkina Faso? Because a plane crashed into the runway and stopped all flights leaving Burkina for 3 days. It's not like I would have been harmed. But my mate who went ahead, trained in Burkina, he never made it down to Ghana. I went directly to Ghana and built a movement that is now multiplied into thousands of leaders that I've trained, and later God allowed me to go to Burkina. So I actually heard God's voice saying, no, don't worry, you're not going, but one day you will go. Do you think that's the moment where God spoke? Didn't hear a booming voice, but I knew without a shadow of doubt that God had spoken to me. And I want to challenge you that God speaks to you. Maybe you hear him, maybe you don't. Maybe sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But what if you could learn how to hear God speaking to you? Don't you want to know what God wants you to do, where he wants you to go, live, what he wants you to study, who he wants you to marry, who he doesn't want you to marry? Because those are slightly different, okay? Where, you know what I mean? Where should you move to? Should we all move to sort of New York and go and, I don't know, take up politics or something? What is God saying? Don't you want to know what God is saying to you? Well, this series in the next few weeks is going to be just about that. It's going to get very practical. You're not going to be spoken at. You're going to be engaged. You are going to learn to identify, recognize God's voice, and actually come away saying, well, now I know how to hear God. Let's pray together. Lord, sometimes we speak at you, but it just sounds like our voices are bouncing off the ceiling. We want to learn what it's actually like to hear you speak, to know, to have a conversation, a dialogue with you. We pray that in the next 3 weeks, you would come and walk among us, that you would use our leaders who are going to share each week to teach us how to actually hear your voice. And I pray right now for Genevieve and Debbie as they are preparing for what's coming, that you would be with them, that you would drop into their hearts and minds just those ways, those skills that we can learn. Would you come and speak to us? Even this week, may you begin speaking to us in ways that you've never done before. And we pray that we would be quick to listen and to do what you say. And so we bless you for this morning and what you're going to do in the coming weeks, in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, it'll be exploring some of the ways that God speaks. And I've just touched on one in my story, I guess, and some audible ways as well. But be here. It is going to be awesome. Thanks for participating in the name change. Mario's Youth is probably the name. And God bless you all.